Okay, today's daf is Eirvin, daf Chaf Ches. Eirvin Chaf Ches, and again, hopefully my voice is getting there, but still a little weak, but siyata d'shmai. We are on the second to last skinny line on Chaf Zayin Amabez. But my kamifliki, we are talking about, the parak started yesterday, parak started with what is one allowed to use for an Eirv Tchumin, Erev Chatzeros. That was the discussion between Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of the parak. But let's assume this parak is about Erev Tchumin. So Erev Tchumin. So what is one allowed to use? So we mentioned all different types of possibilities in terms of not using water and salt. What about salt water together? Does one have to put oil into the salt water? So now we're coming up with a new topic. But my kamiflagi, second to last skinny line, what are they arguing about? What is who arguing about? We didn't have a machlokas yet. But my kamiflagi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Elazar, v'hani tanoi dil kamon. The earlier dais had been mashpa that you're allowed to buy fish with miser sheni. That was the second topic that was discussed in the Mishnah. What is one allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni money? So we mentioned on the bottom of Amud Aleph yesterday that there's a discussion about fish brine. What about real fish? So it's mashma that for sure that's okay. But we're going to see Tanam later on that say it's not okay. So the question is, what is that machlokes about? What is the nekuda? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Elazar, darshi ribuye umiute, vahani tanoi darshi klali uprati. Each of the Tanoim use a different tool of drasha, and in that way come to a different conclusion regarding whether fish should be included in Maaser Sheni money hefter, what to buy or not. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Elazar darshi ribuye umiute. What are they darshin ribuye umiute? V'nasata hakesef b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha riba. You can buy anything you want. That is an inclusionary phrase. Babakar uvatzon, uvayayin, uvashechar, miyet. Those are specifics now. Those are meant to exclude those examples. Ubachalasher tershalcha nafshecha. Anything that you want, chaza v'riba, that is another riba. Riba umiyet v'riba, whenever you have that, what do? Riba ko. So riba umiyet always includes everything. My rabbi komili, umamiyet, it had a miyut. There are some examples given. So what do those exclude? Something minor. L'Rabbi Eliezer miyet seer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish miyet maimu melech. Fish, brine, or just the water and salt. But they would both include fish, right, based on Riba umiyet. Vahani tanoi darshi klalu prati. And the later tanoim that exclude fish use klalu prat. Again, they have a mesora from their rebbeim. Which one of these to use at which times? Not like they decided. They have a mesora. Titania, the brisa says, v'nasata kesa b'chol asher tava nafshecha klau. You can buy anything that you want. That's the general. Babakar uvatzon v'yayin v'sheichar prat. That's the specific. So if it's klalu pratu klal, then the rule is you can only include something that is similar to the examples given. Ma prat mefurash pri mi pri vigidule karka. Just like the prat, the examples are pri mi pri. They are products of products. What is that? Let's say oil. Oil is from olives. Olives is from a tree. That's a pre-me-pre. Animals. Animals are from mother animals, parent animals. Parent animals are from other parent animals. It's pre-me-pre. Vigidule karka. And how do you translate gidule karka here? Says Rashi. Shekulan nizonin vigidelin minakarka. They are sustained from the ground. They are sustained from the ground. So just like the prat, the examples given by Maaser Sheni is primi pri and gidule karka, av kol primi pri v'gidule karka. So too, you can buy anything with your Maaser Sheni money as long as it is primi pri and it is gidule karka. Similar drasha, v'tanya idach, ma prat mefurish vlad vlados haaretz, Avkol Vlad Vlados Haaretz. Just like the Pratim are explicitly Vlad Vlados Haaretz. What does that mean? That doesn't mean now they are nourished from the ground, but it means that they were created from the ground. Rashi says, Nivru min haaretz. If you look at the 24th pasuk in the Torah tells us how were animals created. Vayomer Elokim, totse haaretz, nefesh chaya lamina. The land itself. We don't usually think about this. The Gemara Avodah Zarah explains this as well, that the animals, just like man was created from the ground, the animals sprouted forth from the ground. That's where they came from, not the fish. The fish were created on a different yom. This is day six. Totze harath nefesh chay lamina behema varemes v'chayso eres lamina v'yichein. And they came out. So they came from the ground. That's vlad vlados haaretz. Unlike fish, which were not. And unlike fish also, that they were not gidulo min haaretz. So that's the machlokes, whether you include fish in the allowance for meiser sheni money. These are the two drashos that would exclude them. Keep in mind, we discussed back in Maseches Shabbos the issue of definition of gidule karka. When do you define something as gidule karka, when not? Sometimes gidule karka means attached to the ground, right? A tree is gidule karka. For Hilchas Shabbos, when we say, ein tochein ela gidule karka, or other malachas that only apply to gidule karka, there usually we assume it's specifically growing from the ground, like eggs. Eggs come from chickens, so eggs usually we do not consider gidulei karka. Yet chickens are nourished from the ground, so that's a different definition in Hilchas Melechah Shabbos than here. The Rambam we discussed. What about for dash? The Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos, in the 8th parak, that when it comes to chavala, when it comes to wounding somebody on Shabbos, when it comes to milking a cow, those are asur d'oraisa mishum chavala. Wounding or threshing, threshing on Shabbos. So what malach is that? That's dash. And in the same breath, the Rambam says, ein disha ela b'gdule karka. So how could the Rambam say, ein disha ela b'gdule karka, and say it applies to animals and to people? So for Hilchas Disha, animals are gdule karka. Only fish are excluded. Similar like here. But unlike other malachis, by Tochin and others, you have a different definition. So if you do like karka, doesn't always mean the same thing. You have to see exactly what the what the context is. Good. So we just had a machlokas. We explained the machlokas about whether fish are included. But the last, the second shita that excludes fish, we had a little slightly different reason given. Either it is Vlad Vlados Haaretz, or it's pre-mi-pri, v'gidulei karka. So what's the difference between those two? Those are both within the shita, the second shita. So it might be nahu. What's the machlokas? Amar Abaya. Well, maybe fish would be a nafkamina. Let's see. Dagim ika b'nayu. Lamanda amar pre-mi-pri, v'gidulei karka. According to the first version, hani dagim gidulei karka ninu. Maybe you could consider fish gidulei karka. Why? So Rashi says, because fish get nourished from the land. They eat, let's say, flowers in the bottom of the water. They eat other algae. So maybe fish could be included in gidulei karka, according to that opinion. But according to Vlad Vlados Haaretz, fish did not come out of the ground on day six of creation. They came from the water. And therefore, they would not be included in Vlad Vlados Haaretz. So Dagim might be a nafkamina between the two ways that you darshan there. It says the Gemara, Umi Amar Abaya Dagim Gidule Karka Ninu. Could you really say that? Are fish Gidule Karka? And Abaya says that possibly for the first opinion. The Amar Abaya Ocha Putisa Loka Arba. If somebody eats a putisa is a sheretz of the water. We know the Torah tells us there are two isurim, generally isurim about eating shratzim. There is another two isurim for eating water shratzim. This week's parsha. It's tomorrow's parsha. All of these isurim. Rashi goes to all the psukim. Exactly. Parsha Shemini. So there's two generally isurim about shratzim. There's two more Rashi quotes relating to water shratzim. And there is a third, which is five altogether, for eating a land sheretz. So how many aveiros do I get if I eat a putisa? Meaning, how many malchus do I get? Ocha putisa loke arba. If I eat a putisa, I get four sets of malchus, four averos, two general sheretz averos, and two water sheretz averos. How do you give hasra? So you might just say, if you do this avera, then you're going to get all these malchus. There is a Rashi in Maseches Shavuos that the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf says that you have to quote the pasuk when you give hasra. So this would be a very long hasra. If you eat this, you're going to violate A, B, C, and D. You're going to violate all of these isurim. So if you eat the putis, you get four malchus. Nemala, if you eat a nemala, which probably is not an ant like we would translate it, but it's some type of terrestrial land insect, so lokechamish, you'd get five. Tsira, if you would eat a hornet, lokeshesh, because the flying sheretz has another isur. So that's six. V'im isa, but if it's true that fish are considered gidulo min haaretz, then the putisa should also get the avera of the land insect, because that's a gidulo min haaretz avera. V'im isa putisa nami loki mishum asheretz ashoretz al haaretz. Right, and therefore you should say there's another malchus there. So because of that problem, we assume that everybody, both brises, would exclude Dugim, and that can't be the difference between the Brises. So we're going to have to come up with another suggestion what the difference between the Brises are. Before we do that, let's make one or two comments. First of all, Rashi. Rashi here says that the reason that you're chayef for putisa or nemala, even though it is smaller than a kezias, is because of the topic of birya. Top line. Kivan de birya hi achila hi. Birya is a din d'araisa. The fact that if I eat an entire item of an isser, even though it's less than a kezias, that is a din d'araisa, I'm chayav malchus. That's how you know it's d'araisa. The Rabbanan made an extension of that din d'araisa, though. The Rabbanan said, not only if I eat a birya, is it going to be aser mi d'araisa, but also birya eino betela. That is the halacha birya, but that's an extension to Rabbanan. There are a number of items that the Rabbanan said are very chashuv, and therefore are not batel. Simin kuf in Yoredeya. Birya hainu could go nemala o of tame vegir hanoshe. The Ever Menachai, different definitions in Rishonim, in Meseches Chulin, what is a birya? It's a whole item. Did it have to be alive? Did it have to, what about a whole unit? Like here, Ever Menachai, gir hanoshe. Ever Menachai, ubeitza sheish bo afroach. All of these, says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu be'elef lo betela. Even 1,000. Even in 1,000, it's not batel, because it is a davar chashuv. And the simon, the Shulchan Aruch in the previous simon, the next simon spoke about other isurim that are not batel. I think in kofes, chatich haruyel eschabed, a special type of piece of steak, also might not be batel. Right? All different examples, but this is all in the world of Durabanans, it is not going to be batel. There is one ha'ara to mention. Two other haras. Number one is what we mentioned in the past, and that is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Brachos quotes this. This is an extension that Tosfos makes in Maseches Brachos. Not only do we have birya in the area of Isurim, we have birya in the area of Hilchos Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't eat one grape, because you're not going to know whether you have to make a bracha achrona on that. One grape might be birya. Might be birya. It's unclear. Tosfos has the suffix. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud, Nachon li zayir shalalecho birya pachas b'kezayis. I don't know how many items of food does the Shulchan Aruch say you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. Better not to. He says better not to. Nachon li zayir. And that's what he says, because you know it's a suffix. Tosfos has this. It's an extension of the din d'araisa. So that's why either eat zero grapes or eat a number of grapes. Lachora also only by gedule karka, right? I mean, if you only eat one piece of stick,
one sardine,
right? What's something smaller than lachora? It's only I don't know actually. I mean, shratzim are the you have the sheretz haof here, the dugim, sheretz amayim here. That's birya. I don't think you need gedule karka for birya. Well, you have to look at the other definitions of birya, right? One grain of wheat, the Rishonim talk about one jelly bean. Right, one jelly bean. No, that never had a. It's what that's an artificial creation. It's got to be natural. It has to be a natural unit. Okay, there is a ha'ara there of Soloveitchik has, and that is one of the other items that is not batel is a davar sheish lamatirin, something that's going to be mutter over time. That's also not batel. With the beginning of Maseches Beitza shenol debiyantif, afilu be'elef lo batel, because it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter the next day. Right, Rashi svara, the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Why rely on bittel today when you could just eat it tomorrow? Beheter. That is a question. That is the halacha. Rav Soloveitchik points out that It's mashma from the Ramah, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that a davar sheyesh labatirin is only not batel when it's nis'arev b'mino. When it's nis'arev shelo b'mino, it is batel b'shishim. By birya and chaticha ruya l'skabe, the other ones, they're not batel, even shelo b'mino. In the Shiurei Harav, this question is quoted, it's been peivav. So why is there a difference? All of these are not batel on a derabbanan level. So the question is why, if they're nis'arev be'eino mino, if there is arev ve'eino mino, why do we say that by a devar sheyesh lo matirin it is batel, and by the others it is not batel? So Soloveitchik explains that there's a major distinction between devar sheyesh lo matirin and the others. By a birya, what do the rabbanan say that a birya is not batel? They said, even if it's within 1,000 other insects, it's as if it's nikar va'omeid bifnei atzmo. It's as if there's no taroves. They were mafkia the shame taroves. That's what they did by birya. That's what they did by chadich ruyel eskabit. How do you say something's not batel? Because it's not mixed in. Halachically, it's not a taroves. By a dover sheish lamatirin, what did they say? They didn't say there's no taroves here. What's the svara according to Rashi that you have to wait? Because, you know what, you might as well. You might as well wait. Is that a language of saying there's a hafkash shem taroves? No, there is a taroves. But you know what? You still, bittel shouldn't apply. There is a taroves. But the second that you say that, so then maybe there can be distinctions between mino and eno mino. Min b'mino, maybe you could say, is not batel. Bimbish eno mino, there's greater reason to say bittel, because there's a clash of two different items. So that's why, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, there's difference in lamdis. By birya, birya is not batel. Why? Because they're mafkia the shame taroves, and therefore even min b'she'eno mino is not batel. Masha'enke, when it comes to davar sheish lamatirin, which the reason that it's not batel is because you might as well wait, Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, at least going according to that svara. So therefore, that there is a taroves, it's just not batel. So for that, you might say that for b'she'eno mino, it is but. Okay, an important discussions of birya, but now we will continue. So the Gemara says, what is the difference between these last two brises about primi pri vigidule karka versus vlad vlados haaretz? So we had one suggestion, but we rejected it. So next suggestion, ela amaravina, ofos ika benayu. Birds are the difference. Lamanta amar primi pri vigidule karka, haninami gidule karka ninu. Birds are primi pri, right? They're offspring of offspring, and they are gidule karka, haninami. These are also gidule karka. Birds grow from the, are nourished from the ground. Ulamanta amar vlad vlados haaretz, and what about their, where they're created from? Hani ofos mina rakak nivruhu. Birds were created literally from the rakak, which is like the mud, a combination between the water and the earth. It wasn't dafka the earth, and therefore they also would be excluded according to the second day. Good. Says the Gemara, man de marbi ofos my taima, uman de mimit ofos my taima. Let's just go a little deeper in whether you would include or exclude ofos. The Gemara is assuming, let's even say, both hold the klalu prat way of understanding. There's even a way to have an afkamino within the klalu prat opinion. How is that? When you have a klalu prat or klal, which is the ikar klal? The first or the last? Maybe that's a machlokes, and an afkamino would be birds. Man de marbi ofos, ksavar, klala basra dafka. According to one who includes ofos, would say, the last klal is the one that's important. Prat uklal nasa klal mosif ala prat. So, the second, the last klal is an inclusion, it's mosif. V'israbi luhu komili. So you include everything. V'yahani klala kama limu'ute called lo dami lebishtet stadim. The first klal has a little exclusion, anything that's not similar to it in two ways. What are two ways? What are the two ways mi based on them? Primi, privi, gdula, karka. Well, birds fall into that it could be included. Only maybe fish might be excluded. Uman de mimit ofos, but according to the one who excludes, ksavar, klala kamadafka. Maybe the first klal is the one that's important. And if you only have a klal uprat, meaning focusing on the first klal, the in the klal malshe prat. Hani in midiachrini lo, so it's more limited. The ahani klala basra l'rebuye kol adamilei mishloshet stadin, and the last klal would include anything that's similar to it, basically in exactly the same way. Three ways, meaning primi, pri, gedule karka, and vlad vlados haaretz. And birds would be excluded from that, because it's not vlad vlados haaretz, it was created from the rekak. Period. Good. Just one other ha'ara, and that is the Me'iri. The Me'iri here notes that the whole discussion here is fish and birds, whether they are gedule karka or not. For sure, just keep in mind that you're not going to make a borei pri hadama on any of these suggestions. Because, again, the Me'iri is telling us, don't compare halachic contexts. Hilchos brachos is not the same as hilchos Meiser Sheni, or Hilchas Erev. That's the Me'iri. Mashaka Savnu. Shatzon, Vahabakar, Vishar Balechayim, Gidule Karka, Pirshu Shenizon, Midvarim Sheba Karka, Viloki Dule Karka Mamish. They're not Gidule Karka Mamish. After all, it says in Brachas Dav Mem, Al Dover She'ein Gidulo Min Ha'aretz, Kigon Basar Mevarech Shahako, Shebezu Pirusho Enot Someach Min Ha'aretz. Gidula min haaretz in Hilchos Brachos means tzomeach min ha'adama. Here it means nizon min ha'adama. That's the Me'iri Sahara here. I think we mentioned the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham in his Siddur writes, why do you make a shahakol on meat? Why on meat? Shahakol nebivaro? Says the Abu Draham, because meat wasn't originally supposed to be eaten by man. But originally, Adam Arishon, he had six mitzvos. Noah got the seventh, and he gets all the credit. But he had Adam had six mitzvos. One of them, right? There was a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim said that once the animal died, they were allowed to eat it. But many Rishonim say, no, they weren't allowed to eat meat at all. Not just that they weren't allowed to kill animals. You know what I mean? So it wasn't nivra for this purpose. So you can't say borei mine something, borei mine basar, because it wasn't nivra for that. It was a later change. Akash Baruch obviously knew about it, but it was a later development, and therefore you can't say borei or hamotzi, the ones who's motzi, right? Because it's not motzi when it comes to animals. So therefore we say shakoni bavaro, more inclusive lashon that includes meat and includes other items as well. Okay, two dots. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei Derav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei Derav says Rav Ma'arvin. One is allowed to be Ma'ariv. And again, this is going to bring us back to the Rashba that we mentioned yesterday at the beginning of the parak. What, we're back to Elchaz Erev, right? What types of food are able to be used for Erev? So we mentioned two issues yesterday. We mentioned edibility and we mentioned accessibility. It has to be able to be eaten, it has to be near you in the same Rishus. So we're going to focus on the first one now. Ma'arvin bipapuin uvechalag logos uvegud gedanios. All of the gudgudanios are some types of edible berries, right? All of these are vegetables and somewhat edible. So you're allowed to eat and use all of those for Erev. Avalo b'chaziz. You can't use chaziz, which are early stages of the tfuah, when it's still green, Rashi says. Velo b'kafnios. And you can't use bad inferior dates that didn't ripen, right? Because those are not edible. Right, that's the Bryce. That's our Shitas Rav. Ubi gets good gedanios. Mima Arvin. Are you allowed to use good gedanios? That was the third item listed. Vahatanya, good gedanios. Mirube banim yochlu. Chasuche banim lo yochlu. Good gedanios are mema'it zera. Right, they make a person have less zera. So if somebody has a lot of kids, they could eat it. If somebody has only a few kids, they can't eat it. Chasuche banim lo yochlu. Evan Esser, please. So the Shulchanar, the Brisa says, there's a difference between who's allowed to eat it and not. V'im hukshu lezera, and if the stalks already have hardened, af merube banim lo yochlu. Right, if they've hardened, so then it's mazik. Right, and then it hurts the person, and therefore even merube banim can't eat it. But what do you see from there? That it's detrimental. So how could you use this for Erev? Right, it's mazik for merube, even for merube banim, once it's it's hukshu in the zera. So, three answers given. Tirgama ashelo hokshulazera umarube banim. Either he only meant that for Erev it could only be used if the stalks have not hardened, and marube banim, and it's somebody who has a lot of kids, and that so that's why it is edible and not harmful for that person. Ha'ara, the Ritva says, but didn't we mention earlier that, you know, let's say truma for Yisrael is okay, so why would this only be good for marube banim? So unless you say that a mitzias problem is worse than a halachic problem. By truma, says the Ritva, there's inherently this food is good for me. It's just that there's an isser that is lying on it. Isser de Rav Yale. That's why it's okay. And I can use, as long as he can use it, eat it, I can use it for an Erev. Here it's inedible. Here it's mazik. That's why it's going to be worse. Even though it's not mazik for him. But that's why it could be worse. Good. Answer number one. V'ibayis ema, or, you don't make the difference. La'olam l'chasuche banim. Really, even for people who don't have so many children. Ta'chazim rube banim, because it's good for them. Milo tzran, didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Ma'ar v'lan azir v'yayin, at least betruma. Alma, avagab de lo chazi lahai, even though it's not right for this person, it's right for that person. Hachanami, avagab de lo chazi lahai. Second answer, don't make distinctions. V'ibayis is ema, third answer. Kikama rav, behin dekuki madai. Okay, a certain type of good gedanios, which are not bad, which are, somewhat healthful. Period. That's all about good gedanios. One ha'ara. We know the Shulchan Aruch says, there is a mitzvah d'araisa of pruvu. There is a mitzvah d'rabanan of la'erev, la'sheves. La'sheves al-tanach yadecha, based on a pasuk in Ksufim, that as many children as one has, one is kiyam, one is b'kayim, the mitzvah d'rabanan. So why does the Gemara here say that if you're chasuche banim, merube banim, don't worry about it? What do you mean merube banim, don't worry about it? There's also an issue of la'sheves. So what, you're only worried about pruvu? You're not worried about la'sheves? So the Sharm Siyan of Halacha here knows it must be that it's memayit, but it's not machala. Right? As long as memayit is not a problem for l'sheves, it's still going to be somewhat possible. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, beginning of our Evan Ezer, discusses puruvu on l'sheves. The Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer does not start out with the halachas of marriage, even though chronologically that comes first. It starts out with the halachas of puruvu. Right? The goal, doesn't prove anything about whether marriage is a mitzvah or not. Machlokas Rambam Rush. But the Shulchan Aruch starts off, we should know the goal. The goal is to build a family. Puravu. Mi chayev kaladam lisa isha kadei lifros velirbos. Lisa isha kadei, right away. Kadei lifros velirbos. V'chol mi she'ena osek papiri verivya ki ilu shofech damim. Umemayid es admus. V'gorem l'shchina shetestalik mi Yisrael. It's the first halacha in Evan Ezer. And then Ein Mocher Sefer Torah, Ela Kedei Lomo Torah V'Lisa Isha. Then he quotes halachas of marriage, but and Puruvu intermixed here in Siman Aleph. And then he quotes later on the issue of even if someone has, then he is still obligated in the mitzvah of Lashavas. Good. Only men, not women. That's the halacha. But it must be that it's memayit. Also, it must be that this is not considered, eating something that's memayit de zera is not considered an issue of sirus, relating to what we discussed back in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud. The issue of sirus is only where there is a physical mutilation or something that totally stops the potential to be able to have children. But here, being memayit, if there's a certain type of food, the Gemara is mashma that there is no problem. Okay, that's regarding good gedanios. Next, ube chaziz lo. We mentioned Rav said that chaziz, this unripe tvua, cannot be used for eruv. V'yamar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, kshos v'chaziz ma'arvin bohen. Umevarchan aleim bori pri adama. What do you mean you can use them as an eruv? And you make adama, right? If you eat raw tvua, even if when you would grind it and make it into something, you'd make a mizonos. If it's raw, you'd make adama. So, what is he as a stira? How could Rav say, you cannot use it for air here, you can. Lokasha, hamakami das Rav Labavel, adal basa das Rav Labavel. Well, it depends. When Rav was in Eretz Yisrael, nobody used to eat it, so he said you can't use it for an Erev. Then it came to Bavel. So everybody used to snack on this chaziz, and therefore he said, one can eat it. Says the Gemara, U Bavel have a ruba da alma? What do you mean? What, he changed his mind just because he saw what they did in Bavel, but the rest of the world didn't eat it. What do you mean? Bavel is the is Ruba de Alma. Most people do not eat it as such. So the Gemara says, Vatanya. Didn't we learn in a Braisa? Hapul vasaora vatilton. Beans, barley, and fenugrek tilton. It's one of the Yiratzons on Rosh Hashanah. Shezara on liyarek. If you planted them, liyarek, to be for a vegetable, to eat them as a vegetable, but la daito it's a chalada, most people don't do that, so your das is bata. Lefichach, therefore, zaron chayiv, their zera, their seeds, which is why most people plant it, is chayiv in maisros v'yarkad pater, and their vegetables, which are an unusual product, pater a pater from maisros. Hashchalayim agargir, those other items, cress or gargir, other type of food. Shezaron liyarek mizasun yarek vizera. People plant that for both, and therefore the vegetable and the seeds would be chayiv in maisros. Zaron lazera mizasun zera v'yarek. So you see from there that you don't say a minority opinion has significance. You say but ladaitam. So too regarding Erev, why here did Rav change his mind and say that because in Bava they do this, it's significant? You should say, no, it's not significant. No, there shouldn't be a difference. Answers the Gemara, Ki kama Rav, when Rav said that you can use it, b'dagnu naisa, a certain type of straw, Rashi says, b'chaziz shagada bagina, it's garden varieties of the chaziz. Tekulei amachilu, everybody eats it. Okay, that's what he meant. A certain type of chaziz that everybody eats. One more line, they won't comment. Zera gargir l'may chazi. People plant gargir for the zera? For what? Am Rabbi Yochanan, shekein rishonim, shelo yehoya lohen pilpilin, shochakin oso, umatbilin oboeth atzli. Because the earlier generations who didn't have pepper, they used to grind this and dip their roasted items in it. Tosis here points out, it can't be that it was only used for a dip. It must be that it was also eaten ba'en, somewhat, in order to be chayv and maestros and to have tumas ochlin. It must be that it also was used for that. Period. Good. Stop there for a minute. There's a big discussion. This is, we have this also in Maseches Shabbos in terms of butla. When do you say butla daito? When do you say that what you're doing is significant? If you look in the Tosfos, talks about this here also, Bava Ruba Alma, that why don't we say this? Remember we had the case in Shabbos, people used to carry things on their head. Is that chai for Hotzah on Shabbos? Do you say that the people, do you say Batla Daito? We had people who used to plant grapes, right, in Arabia. Kufmem Dala Tosus quotes the Gemara. When do you say Batla Daito? Because some case does something unusual, when do you not? So Tosus, and the Ritva expands upon it, says, well, if it's something that only one place, one locale does, because the mitzias is only exists there. But if, let's say, they only eat this straw in Bavel, but if they have this straw grown in the same way somewhere else, they would also eat it, then you don't say Batla Daito. It's just because the reality only exists here. But if it's something that only exists here because this is the only place that does it, and other people could do it, and even if they could do it, they wouldn't do it, then you would say Batla Daito. So for example, everybody could carry things on their head. Right? People don't. So there you say Batla Daito, even though a certain area of the population do. But if you have something that grows in a certain area or is a food for camels, but elsewhere they would do the same thing if they had it growing that way, then you wouldn't say Batla Daito. And that's what the Ritva, that's what Tosfos says, and the Ritva here says that explicitly. Nitzal Lamed says the Ritva, you have 3 days. Kol Shaha Minog Mishune, if it's a strange minhag. If it's just very strange, then it's totally batal for sure. Like the Anshe Hutzal, they used to put things on their head. The Kol She'ena Medeg Mishuna, if it's not Mishuna, so then it depends. If Ein Shar Ha'olam Bocher and Bo, even though they could, so then, Hechad in Bavel, it could be good, and outside of Bavel, it's no good. And if it's something that people are roi to, and people just don't do it in other places because they don't need to do it, or it's not mafsui, then it would be considered normal even in that place. So there's 3 categories, says the Ritva, where it's totally batla daito and it's insignificant even in the place where it's done, where it's not totally strange, but people don't do it elsewhere, then it depends where you are, or where it's not strange, that people would do it if the opportunity would come up, then it's considered normal all the places. Those are the 3 categories, says the Ritva. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, 3rd line, Rabbi Zeira, Kavi Chalish mi Girsei. Right, this line comes up a few places in Shas. When Rabbi Zeira was tired, Havi Azov Yasav Apischa de Rabbi Yehuda Barami, he used to, when he had to take a little break from his learning, so he used to go sit at the doorway. Amar Yehuda Barami, Amar used to say, Ki nafki va'ayli rabbanon, when the rabbis would go in and out, Ekum mikamayu v'akababu agra. At least I don't have enough strength to learn right now, but I'll be able to at least stand up for the rabbanon and get schar from Epei Seva Takum. At least I'll get some reward. Do we always do things for reward? Oh, I'll do this to do a mitzvah. What do you mean? I'll do this to get schar. So that's the question of all the Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Ches. Right, I'm going to give Tzedakah al Menashe, that my son's going to be at Tzadik Gamor. But the Achronim, many Achronim, give the answer. When are you allowed to? There are a lot of Gemaras about doing things for Schar Amoraim. So when are you allowed to? When are you not allowed to? So Rav Avadya Yosef, he gathers all of the Achronim on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And he quotes the most common answer given by all of them is, it depends if you have to do it. If it's something that you have to do, so then you can't do it for the schar, because you have to do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. If it's something voluntary that you're doing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then you could do it for the schar in mind. If you're Ein Mitzvah V'Yoseh, then you could do it for the schar in mind. And then he gives many examples of this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mitzvah Tzulias Baretz, and he says, here, he didn't have to go sit by the doorway. He could just sit by in his own house. And he quotes a beautiful thought from the Gra, that the Gra says to by Rus, what does he say? Yishalem Hashem Paleh Fateh Maskurtech Shleima Meim Hashem. Hashem Bas Lachasos Tachas Knafav. So Boaz tells Rus, Hashem should pay you. What do you mean Hashem should pay you? She's interested for the schar? Yeah, because she was voluntary. She was a Gioris. She didn't have to become Jewish. So says the Gra, that's why Boaz says, Hashem should give you schar. Rus Gioris lo haisa b'chal gulas mitzrayim. V'chnis atzma l'chiyah mitzvah zadeh shenis gaira. Yecholah hi levakish schar ala vodasa ki meretzona hatov b'chara b'mitzvah zashem yisparach. So he gives many examples throughout Shas relating to getting schar, and most of them are all voluntary. So he went and sat by the doorway. Nafak asa yenuka de rab. So a child came out of the base medrash. Amar lei, my agamarech rabacha. What'd you learn today? Amar lei, kshos bore priyadama, chaziz shakoni ebdvaro. I learned hilchos brachas. Kshos and chaziz. Amar lei. So kshos is a type of shoots, and chaziz is this type of tfuah that was not ripe yet. So the shoots would be Adama, and the chaziz would be Shehakol. Amar lei. So even though Reb Zeira didn't have so much strength, he was able to talk and learning still. Reb Zeira, Amar lei, Adarabba, Ifcha Mistavar. I think it's the opposite. Hi, my Araka Rabbi. The chaziz, that grows from the ground. And therefore, I think you should make Adama on that. Vahai, and the kshos, me'avira karmarbi. It's more from the air, like the Gemara says about mushrooms. It's me'avira. Vehilchazaki, nuka de veira. But we pass in like the kid. We don't paskin like Rebbe Zeira. My time, oh why? Hi, gamar peyre, I love gamar peyre. Because what's a finished product? The tfua, the chaziz, is not a finished product. If something is not in its final state, you don't make the specific bracha. You're going to make a shahakal. Right? Like if you eat raw grain, you make adama. You make a mizonos, which is its ultimate. Or maybe even a shahakal in some cases. Right? Without getting into details. Mashenkin, the shoots were the finished product, and that's why you're going to make adama. How do you answer that claim? Lohi. Kshos nami me arakarabi. No. Kshos also. It's not like pitcher. It's not like the mushrooms, according to Chazal. They also are me'ara. Why? To haka chazinan, to katzlina leila hismasa, umaisa kshusa. Because you see, when you cut the brush that they grow on, they die. So you see that they me'ara karavi, and therefore there's no problem. Period. So, what are we speaking about so far? Rav's original statement. We spoke about good gedanios. We spoke about chaziz. Next. The next one on his line. Kafnios. Kafnios were the inferior dates that never ripen. So, uba kafnios ein ma'arvin. You're not allowed to use them. Uba tanya kor. What's kor? We'll translate it as hearts of palm. We'll translate it as that. We'll talk about it, Hashem, at the end, the bracha on it. But, let's read it now. Kar nika because of meiser. Kar can be bought with meiser money. Ve'ein metame tumas ochlin. But it's not really a food. You could buy it, but it, because people eat it, but it doesn't have tumas ochlin because it's not really a food. The kafnios, which is what our issue is now, nikos because of meiser. It can be bought with kaza meiser. Metamos tumas ochlin. And it's really a food. Reb Yehuda Omer, he argues a little bit. Kar hari ke'etz l'chol dvarav. El washenika b'kesav meiser. We'll have to see what the machlokas is. Sounds like it's the same thing. It's considered wood, but you can buy with meiser money. It sounds like the same thing as the Tanakama. Uva kafnios hari kepri l'chol divrayhem. El ashepeturas min a meiser. Kafnios are a pri l'chol davar, but you don't have to take meiser from it. But what do you see from there? The kafnios are edible. Kafnios should be called food. So why can you not... The Rav say earlier that you can't use kafnios for an Erev. So the Gemara gives a couple of answers. Number one, Hasam bidin nischini. We're talking about the male dates. Rashi says, Dekalim Zacharim, right? From the Dekal trees, which are called Zacharim, which make kafniyos, and they don't make Tamarim La'olam. They never produce ripe dates. So that's the case that he's talking about. Meaning Rashi explains, V'kafniyos hugmar peiron, v'loktim osabini, samahanu uchlaninu. If it's the type that never ripen, so this is it. So that you could use. Rav was talking about a case of ones that do ripen eventually and you just took them early. So that you're not allowed to use. So Ihachi says the Gemara, Beha, if the Brisa that says it is allowed, is talking about the ones that don't ripen, Beha, Lemer, Rabbi Yehuda, Paturas, Ben Amaiser? So why would you be putter? If this is it, this is the final stage. Vatanya, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Los Huskru, Pagi, Bisione, El, and Yemaiser, Bavan, Pagi, Bisione, Viahini, Tetuvina, Chayavin, Bemaiser. So he says they're chayiv and meiser. So why would he say you're pater and meiser if we're talking about those types of dates? So the Gemara gives a different answer. Ela la olam lav ben ischini. We're not talking about the zachar versus the nekeva ones, meaning the ones that ripen or not. Ule inyan tumas ochlin shiny. Tumas ochlin is a separate issue. Don't compare. Rav says that you can't use it for eruv. So just because it's batami tumas ochlin doesn't mean that it should be able to be used for eruv. Don't compare the context. Kedamar Rav Yochanan. Hoel v'roy lamatkan. Al yidei ha'ar. You could cook them, just like he says elsewhere. If you could cook them, it's good enough for, tumas ochel. So, achanam yo'ov yochel matkan adei ha'ar. So to hear. Masha'en came when it comes to Erev, as we mentioned, from the Rashba, from the Ritva, it's gotta be edible now, in its present state. That's the only thing you're allowed to use for an Erev. It can't be, right, Shabbos, you're allowed to cook it anyway. Right, so, you know, so that, don't compare tumas ochel to Chiyuv, Meiser, and Erev. The Hechein Mad Rabbi Yochanan, where did Rabbi Yochanan make this statement about Roy Lamaskon? Aha, on the following. The Tanya, the Brisa says, it's also based on a Mishnah in Chulin, Shkedim Hamarim, if you have bitter nuts, when they are small, they're not bitter. When they get bigger, they're bitter. So, Ktanim Chayavin, when they're small, they're Chayav, because they're edible. Gedolim Peturim. Mitukim, the sweet ones that are only sweet when they get big. Gedolim Chayavin, V'Ktanim Peturim. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon B'Reb Yossi, Omer Mishim Aviv, Zevazel Liftar. No, they're both, because they each have a stage of bitterness, so they're Pater from Maestras. V'Yamrila, Zevazel Achiev. Or the other opinion is, because they both have a stage of sweetness, so that's why they're chayiv. Am Rabbi La, Hora Rabbi Chanina, Bitsipori, Kedivri Omer, Zevazel Liftar. He paskened in Sipori, both patir, because there's a stage of bitterness. Ulamanda Amar, Ze Vizel Achiev Lamaychazi. How could you say they're both chayiv? Aren't they bitter? That's where Rabbi Yochanan said, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hovaroy Lamaskanai De Ha'or. They can be prepared by cooking it, and they can be sweetened, and therefore, they are chayiv. Period. Let's just continue to the end, and then we'll talk about hearts upon. Omar Mar, we said before, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Karhu Ari Ke'etz L'chol Dvarav. Kar, which we mentioned, hearts upon, is like Eitz, Ella, Shenika Bekesa Meiser. Hayinu Tanakama, it's the same, we mentioned, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. There's a chiyav in, you could buy them with Kesa Meiser, but they're not called food. Same halacha. Amar Abaya, Shalku V'tignu Ikebenayu. The difference is, if you cook them, does that make a difference? Does that give them, if you cook them a lot, or you fried them, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still not Matami Tumas Ochlin. Because inherently, it's Ke'etz L'chol Dvarav. Even if you cook a piece of wood and make it soft, it's not going to be Tumas Ochlin. The Tanakhama says, no, if you cook it, it's going to be good. Maskev L'Rava, Mi'ika L'manta Amar Shalku V'tignu Lo. Does anybody say that that wouldn't create Tumas Ochel? Vatanya, ha'or, vahashilya, the or, the skin of an animal, vahashilya, and the afterbirth, the fetus, ein matamin Tumas Ochlin, or shashilko vahashilya shachishim ala matamin Tumas Ochlin. Cooking works. Of course, if you have a food that's inedible that you cook, now it's edible. Why shouldn't that have Tumas Ochlin? So El Amarava Yimanayu Bracha. The difference between them is regarding what bracha you say. To Itmar Kar, Rav Yehuda Amar, Borei Pri Adama, Ushmol Amar, Shakoni Ebedvaro. Machlokas, what bracha you say on the Kar. Rav Yehuda Amar, Borei Pri Adama, why Ochlahu? It's an Ochel, it comes from the ground, and that's why you say Adama. Shmol Amar, Shakoni Ebedvaro. Why? Kivan, Shesofa, Lahakshos, Lomavarchin, Ale, Borei Pri Adama. Because eventually it will become inedible if you would leave it too much on the tree. If you make, you don't say Adama, you make a Shahakal. Amalei Shmol Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Kavasech, Mastavra, sharp one. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, you know what? Even though I argue on you, I think your shita makes a lot of sense. Why? The Hatsnon. Right? What does he say? Meaning he's saying to Rav Yehuda, I think Adama makes sense. Snow and a radish. Shesofo lahak. Shows him a varchanale pray pri Adama. Also, it's known, eventually gets too hard to eat, and yet you make Adama on it when it's edible. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, you know what? Your shita makes sense. But the Gemara says, Valohi. Really, there's an answer to that taina. Snow nati inshi adaita de pugla. What do people have in mind? Snown, people have snown in mind. Yes, it's eventually going to get hard, but they have the earlier development moment in mind when they plant it. Dikla. Why do people plant palm trees? For the hearts of palm or for the dates? Planted for the dates. And therefore, this is a byproduct. Because it's a byproduct, so that is why you're going to make a shahakol. V'yalfagav dekalsi Shmuel Rav Yehuda, and even though Shmuel like Rav Yehuda, hilchasa kavase de Shmuel. The halacha is like, Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shahakol. So now, let's take a step back. We're going to stop there. So what bracha do we make on hearts of palm? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that according to Shmuel, why do you make a shahakol? Because people don't plant it adaita dahachi. But what about bizman hazeh, when people plant, right, in South America, when they plant many palm trees, adaita to the hearts of palm. The hearts of palm is the inside, the way they do it is the inside of the tree. You have to kill the tree to break open the tree, and inside the tree, under the bark, there's a soft tissue, and that's the hearts of palm. So, now they plant trees for that. So, does that change anything? Or do you say, no, palm trees in the world are planted for the dates. Is that true? Are there more palm trees in the world planted for dates or not? So this is a major discussion. Most poskim say that you're not going to say shahako. You say one or the other. If you look, and some poskim say you're going to say ha'etz. Right? I think of the Starkey website. There are others that say ha'etz. Why? Because now these trees, maybe it's a different type of palm tree. These are planted for this. And this is the fruit. This is the fruit of the tree. But if you look in Zos HaBracha, and I think many other poskim in Hilchos Brachos, quote, make a hadama. Make Adama. It's question on Eis Adama, make Adama. And they say for three reasons. Here in Zos HaBracha on page 308, they go three reasons, make it. Number one, what's the difference between Eis and Adama? When do you say one, when do you say the other? So we know the rule, the Gemara in Bracha says that, well, if it dies every year and then regrows next year, then that's Adama. Right? An apple tree is an apple tree throughout the year, and the apples grow new every year. But the apple tree is apple tree in the winter. A potato patch is dead during the winter. There's nothing there. That's the difference between a banana tree. Bananas are all the way up, but a banana tree is dead. Basically dies and dries out during the winter. That's why you say Adama on bananas, even though it grows all the way up. So that's the difference. So here, you have to kill the tree whenever you harvest it. So it's like a tree that dies every year, number one. Number two is that there is a discussion in the Rishonim about sugar cane. It's an amazing discussion. This was the candy in the days of the Rishonim. What bracha do they got sugar cane? The Rambam quotes three opinions. Shahakal Adama Ha'etz. Which do you do? So the one that seems to be accepted is Hadama. So this is also similar. Even if you plant an Adaita Tahachi, it's not a pre. It's not an eitz, priya eitz. It is the eitz. So you can't say a priya eitz on it. So another reason to say Hadama. And number three, he says, Hadin nota Adaita Tahachi misyachis leklal hamin. Vein mistaklin ala sada shegodal eitz zeha prati. Imkain, kivin sheklalam in dek al nata be'ikar avur a pri, v'lo avur a kora, l'chora, then you don't say a bori pri ha'etz on it, and therefore you'd say a bori pri ha'dam on it. L'mais, that's his plug. Everybody should ask their local posting what bracha do you say on hearts of palm. If it's eaten in a salad, then you gotta figure out what the ikar of the salad is. What the ikar, what the top of the salad is in terms of, so you might make ha'dama anyway if most of the salad is other ha'dama foods. But if you're eating hearts upon plain, so that's a major discussion in the postgame, and one should ask. But again, here in the Zoza Bracha, he goes for three reasons. One should say a Hadama, but there are others that say a Ha'etz, and I guess there'll be postgame out there that say, also, based on the Gemara, if you really hold like Shmuel, you say Shahakol. The question is, but is it Adaita Tahachi planted? Does that Svara apply in our Metzias? Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Hashem will continue.